Shalom, everybody. Much of our parsha discusses the rebellion of Korach and his 250 associates against Hashem and Hashem's messengers, Moshe and Aaron. And in the beginning of our parsha, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, which says that Korach made the following argument against the authority of Moshe and Aaron. Korach gathered the 250 heads of the various courts in Israel, and he put them in clothing that were made completely of tcheles. And then Korach said the following: you must put tzitzis with tcheles on your clothing, four-cornered garments. And what would happen, said Korach, if your entire garment had tcheles? So Moshe responded that that kind of garment also needs tzitzis. So Korach mocked this answer. If one string, and by the way, and the other 250 heads of the Sanhedrin did also, they said that if one string of tcheles is enough, wouldn't it be enough if the entire garment were made of tcheles? What do you need tzitzis for? And that was how they mocked and they ridiculed Moshe. And then, as they say, the rest is history. That's Rashi quoting the Medrash. And the Medrash brings another similar argument that Korach and the other 250 people made about a house that, according to his argument, shouldn't need a mezuzah if the house were full of Sifrei Torah. That's Korach. However, we have to ask a basic question on Korach's argument. Clearly, Korach's argument is not a strong argument. It doesn't hold water. If it did, Chazal would have answered and explained. Moshe would have explained. It's a silly argument. In fact, the Medrash, in the very beginning of Sefer Tehillim, the Medrash quotes the first pasuk of Sefer Tehillim, which says that a person is fortunate if uvmoshav leitzim lo yashav. A person is fortunate if they don't sit among people who ridicule, who mock. And the Medrash says that this refers to Korach and his mocking arguments against Moshe and Aaron. The Medrash calls his argument divrei leitzanus, words of derision, of mocking. So the question is, why would Chazal tell us Korach's words of silliness, words of foolishness? There's no substance to what he said, so why did Chazal record it? But an even stronger question is, why or how did the 250 people follow Korach? These were 250 of the best and the brightest of Bnei Yisrael. They were the heads of the Sanhedrins. They were the best and the brightest in a generation that Chazal called the Dor Hadea, Dor Dea, the generation of knowledge, of Seichel. They received the Torah. So how could they be taken in by these silly words, by these divrei leitzanus? And I'll ask parenthetically that same Medrash Tanchuma does not call Korach a clown, a leitzan. Rather, he's called a pikeach. He's clever. He's intelligent. So the question is on Korach himself as well. How can he, why would he be taken in by such specious arguments? What's going on here? These questions were asked by Rav Yehuda Leib Chasman, who died in 1931. Rav Chasman was the mashgiach in the Chevron Yeshiva when it was in Chevron and later in Yerushalayim. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. This is found in his Sefer Or Yahel. This Sefer was written by his Talmud, Rav Shlomo Shvadran. And the following idea is found in Chelek Bet on our Parsha. Says Rav Chasman that this whole episode of Korach and his trivial and ridiculous arguments teach us something very powerful about one of the most corrosive and destructive midos that a person can have. What did the first pasuk in Tehillim say? The first pasuk, Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the person who doesn't follow wicked people, etc. Uvemoshav leitzim lo yashav, and they don't sit with the scornful, with the ones who scorn, who disparage. Rav Chasman says that is the key. This parsha teaches us how dangerous leitzanus can be. Wise people, learned people, smart people. All they had was a little scorn. All that wisdom and all that learning went out the window. No wise arguments to the contrary are even possible when leitzanus comes into play. Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, who died in 1707, says in the fifth parak of the Mesillas Yesharim that leitzanus can be compared to a shield. All the arrows in the world can be deflected easily if you have a good shield, and that's what leitzanus does. Whatever cogent and persuasive arguments that someone brings to them, they're deflected easily. Not because the other side is real or true, it's leitzanus. but it's a Leitzanus shield, not letting any arguments make an impact. Rav Chassman brings his own mashal to explain Leitzanus. He says that we have eyes that are miraculous. We can see anything. But all it takes is one tiny grain of sand and our vision is blurred. We can't see straight. We have to shut our eyes and rub them. We can't see anything because of the one little grain of sand. And that, says Rav Chassman, is what happens in our parsha. Smart people, accomplished people, God-fearing people. And all it took was a little scorn, a little mocking, a little taunting, and their vision was blurred. Korach had a silly argument. Divrei Leitzanus. It wouldn't hold up to any real intellectual inspection, but it didn't have to because it was peppered with Leitzanus. And that's all it took to bring Korach and his colleagues down. And our job is to avoid Leitzanus, of course, in everything we do. Have an amazing day, everyone.